Following the recent unrest in Charlottesville, Virginia, many cities and towns across the country are taking down their Confederate monuments. Members of the Cherokee Nation are also grappling with their Civil War history. During the war, the tribe was divided among Southern and Northern sympathizers, but ultimately sided with the Confederacy. As KGOU's Jacob McClelland reports, Cherokees are trying to decide what to do with their Confederate monuments.
Catherine Gray walks up to a big gray stone monument, standing tall on the grounds of the Cherokee Nation Courthouse in Tahlequah.
So this is obviously a monument to General Standwaite as the last Confederate veteran to surrender during the American Civil War.
Standwaite was a Cherokee, and he was a pretty complicated guy. He was the only Native American general on either side of the war. He was a leader on the Cherokee Council, but he was also a slave owner, and he was among the signees of a treaty that led to the removal of Cherokees from their ancestral homeland in the southeastern United States. And Catherine Gray, a historian for the Cherokee Nation, says this monument doesn't mention any of that.
You know, the only reason this monument stands here is because it's to honor him as a Confederate general.
Gray says Cherokees either love or hate Standwaite. She feels some sympathy for him because his uncle, brother, and cousin were all murdered after they signed the treaty for removal. But on the other hand, Waite's men often torched the homes of his enemies during the Civil War.
There's definitely some things that he did well, and he was a member of the Cherokee National Council. However, I think that stain of being a treaty party signer and then also a Confederate general has kind of, you know, overshadowed some of the other things that he did.
There are actually two Confederate monuments here at Capitol Square. The other one is dedicated to fallen Cherokee Confederate soldiers. Now, as many cities are scrutinizing monuments, Cherokee leaders are trying to figure out what to do with theirs.
It's all kind of coming here to the Cherokee Nation at this point, and I don't think a lot of us have really given much thought to these monuments before.
The two Cherokee Nation courthouse monuments were erected in the 1910s and 20s by the United Daughters of the Confederacy. At the time, the courthouse was owned by the state of Oklahoma, not the tribe. Now, the question is, should the monuments stay or move elsewhere?
It seems to me that people are pretty split on this issue right now.
It tends to give the maybe a perspective or an appearance that they're revered, where that's probably not really what the intent is now.
Deb Proctor is a healthcare professional and a member of the Cherokee Nation. She's also the chair of the Cherokee County Democratic Party. She doesn't want to topple the monuments, but she thinks there's probably a more respectful place for them.
I don't see any problem in the nation right now about removing any monuments that support inequality or racism or owning people.
But some people here think the monuments should stay exactly where they are. Ty Wilson is the president of the Cherokees for Black Indian History Preservation Foundation.
I think their time and effort and money could be better spent doing other things. I mean, you can't erase history.
The focus of Wilson's organization is to teach people the history of Black Indians like himself, who are of mixed Native American and African descent. He says Black Indians have been overlooked, and you can't teach only the good parts of history.
Throughout history, we've been left out of it. You know, most people don't know that Black Indians walk the Trail of Tears, you know. Erasing something don't make it not exist.
Back at the courthouse, Cherokee Nation spokesperson Amanda Clinton says she hopes the Cherokees will be given the time and respect to make their own decision about the monuments.
If these monuments were to be removed, that doesn't erase our history. That doesn't change our history. History is not dependent on stone tablets.
Again, historian Catherine Gray.
I don't want to see it torn down and destroyed. I think a lot of people don't want to see that happen. I think there needs to be the appropriate location for it to possibly be relocated in some interpretation, some additional text to talk more about the role of Standwaite instead of just being a Confederate general.
Exactly who will make that decision will soon change. The monuments are currently under the jurisdiction of the Cherokee Nation Supreme Court, but the justices are moving to a new facility later this fall, and the old courthouse will be turned over to the Cherokee Nation Administration. Then, the nation's council will be able to decide. For KGOU, I'm Jacob McClelland.
And the Cherokees aren't the only ones trying to figure out what to do with Standwaite. Officials at Oklahoma City Public Schools are thinking about removing his name from one of their elementary schools.